Well, we do well to ask ourselves, what are the hallmarks of a Christian? What does a Christian look like? What kind of person are they? And, well, there's a good place to go. It's not an exhaustive, complete description of everything that we can say about what a Christian should be like in their character, but it gives us some very good headlines. And if I was to say we're talking about the fruit of the, you would fill in the gap, would you? The fruit of the Spirit. Thank you. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Right, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Can anybody tell me what any of the fruit of the Spirit might be? We're starting with one of them today, the first one in the list. You can give me any of them. That would be good, I'm sure.
Love.
Thank you. That's where we're starting today. Well, we'll come to the rest, haven't we? We've got love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. That'll take us well into September and into October, I think. But anyway, well, long-suffering isn't the one that you're going to most have to apply to what I'm going to be telling you over these weeks. But love. We'll start with love. For that, well, that's the that's a bond, the perfection, isn't it? Keeping the unity of the Spirit that way. Something so much that is characteristic of the Christian is love. Because God is love. It is defined for us in 1 John again and again. God is love. And all of those things that we spoke about, that list of names and qualities of life, well, the non-Christian has them too, actually. At their best, the non-Christian has them too. The atheist has them. People who follow false religions have them. They can't escape having them because though the atheist doesn't like to hear it, they're actually made in the image of God. And though they like to find evolutionary explanations for why we do what we do, and it gets very clunky and very weird as they go into these labyrinthine explanations there, which are totally unconvincing. Much simpler to say this, we know this fact. That we're made in the image of God. And so irrespective of what we believe or how badly we might do, something of those qualities is still there within even the non-Christian. But how much more the Christian? How much more in them? Because it's like when you have been born again, you're regenerate, then those qualities are more evident and they grow. And they develop and they extend in terms of the types of situation. We've been talking about love, the kinds of people that we show love towards last longer, less put off, less likely to sort of collapse and crash and burn. Or I'm not going to love anymore. I'm going to hate instead or something like that. No, the Christian has a quality in all of those areas where they're ever growing. Where the thing is consolidated and more solid and less likely to be swept away by a circumstance or some happening or other. They last. These qualities last. So there is love. Love. A warmth. Warmth towards, well, the people, isn't it? Self-love is like a horrible thing, isn't it? Loving ourselves, well, that just really isn't it, is it at all? No, it's outward. It's going out towards other people. Thinking of them with great affection and growing affection with warmth. And of course, it has its own kind of areas that it works for a husband and a wife or a brother and a sister. It's got a different quality in all those different areas, but it's working still. Something that takes us out to other people. Love. And that love always means that we're wanting something good for those people. We're wanting something good for them. God is wanting something good for us. And those good things may at times hurt and they may be painful because he won't leave us just as we are. And love, in a way, is restless. It's always wanting to see things moving on for other people, getting better for them, opening up for them. And those qualities are the qualities of a Christian. And I said that. Well, people, the world loves its own, our Lord said, didn't he? But the Pharisees, well, they love each other and they'll lend to each other expecting to return. Well, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. They love their own. We'll have to think about that a little bit in the sermon upcoming. But the Christian's love goes out to more and more different kinds of people, people that we don't naturally relate with or relate to, and we're ever looking to benefit them, to be a blessing to them by praying for them and thinking about them. People in other countries, far away people, probably never meet them, but we're reaching out to them in our thoughts and in our prayers, in our what's happening for them. It's interesting to read about them and find out how they're going there, how we can pray for them. Those are evidences that we're born again. Because in the end, we can say it all, good, but if we don't have a life that shows it, there hasn't been that change within, then you have to go, well, what's all that about then? What's all that about? That's been the horror, hasn't it, in the Christian church over various places and times. It seems more adept at hating people than it is at loving people. And so something's gone wrong there. Because the fruit of the Spirit, headline, love. And how often the Bible takes us to love. Well, love for God, of course. We have our love towards him. But the fruit of the Spirit is talking about how we relate to other people, what we're thinking about them, how we respond to them. So we ask ourselves a question, don't we? Do I love? Are there those evidences in me that I love? I care about people. I care about them when they're hurting, when they're sad, or I care about them. I share in their joys and I'm happy when they're happy. Or are they out there when you don't even think about them? There's some distant sort of object there that never really occurs to us to think about them. Well, the Christian faith is a journey. And in one way, it's a journey of love. And while the world loves, yes, it loves, its love can be a bit fickle and can turn very quickly to hatred and the opposite of love. But we have to ask ourselves, yeah, am I doing better than the world? Am I doing better than the non-Christian in these things? Ask myself that. These are good questions to ask ourselves and to test ourselves that we're in the Christian faith. Is that true of you? Is it true of me? Well, we'll sing our second hymn, 126, It Passeth Knowledge, That Dear Love Abide, 126.